Jonah chapter 1. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, Get up, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah got up to flee to Tarshish, away from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. Then he paid its fare and got aboard, to go with them to Tarshish, seeking to flee from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind on the sea, and there was a severe storm, so that the ship was about to break up. Then the sailors were afraid, and each one cried to his God. They threw the ship's cargo into the sea to lighten the ship. But Jonah had gone below into the hold of the ship, and had lain down, and was fast asleep. So the captain came and said to him, What are you doing sleeping? Get up, call on your God. Perhaps God will think about us, so that we do not perish. The sailors said to each other, Come, let us cast lots, so that we may know who brought this disaster on us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. They demanded of him, Tell us whose fault it is that this disaster has come on us. What is your occupation? Where do you come from? What is your home country? From what people are you? He told them, I am a Hebrew. I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who has made the sea and the dry land. Then the men were afraid and asked him, What have you done? For the men knew that he was fleeing from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. So they asked him, What shall we do to you to get the sea to calm down for us? For the sea was growing more and more rough. He said to them, Pick me up and throw me overboard into the sea. Then the sea will become calm for you. I realize that because of me this great storm has come on you. Instead, the men rowed even harder to get back to the land. But they could not do it because the sea grew more and more stormy against them. So they cried out to the Lord and said, We beg you, O Lord, we beg you, do not let us die for this man's life. Do not make us guilty of innocent blood, for you, O Lord, have done just as you pleased. So they picked up Jonah and threw him overboard into the sea. The sea stopped raging. Then the men greatly feared the Lord. They offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. Jonah chapter 1.